Hello, everybody. This is Father John on the Monday after the Sunday of the 318 Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. Pardon me. So that's May 19th on the old calendar, on the church calendar. Before I read the readings and give you some commentary for today, I just wanted to explain how I go about doing this and how that might help you go about doing this. So what I do when I make this podcast is I get up, I say my morning prayers, you know, as we all do, and then I do the daily readings, and I take notes, and then I effectively just come back to them throughout the day as I'm doing different things, and write down different thoughts and look at different things as look at the questions that come in. And then I put together the podcast. And I wanted to recommend, this is actually a very good way to meditate on the scriptures throughout the day, to reflect on the scriptures throughout the day. In other words, I know some of you use this as a means of doing the reading, which is fine, because I usually read the readings as part of the podcast. But what's very useful is for you to try to do the readings on your own when you do your morning prayers. In the morning, which is self-evident from saying morning prayers. And then to kind of just chew on it prayerfully throughout the day. And then hopefully when you download the podcast, that helps you to reflect a little further on the text. That's just a recommendation. Again, if many of you are using this to do your readings, that's fine. Of course, sometimes or oftentimes, that's why it doesn't come until the evening, because I'm reflecting on it throughout the day at various points. All right, so let's go ahead and do the readings for today from Acts and the Gospel of John, and let's also from there let's discuss them a little bit. All right, so in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The reading is in the book of Acts. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed, and came into Caesarea. And we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle, and bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus saith the Holy Ghost, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go. Let me read that verse again, actually. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him, that is St. Paul, not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the Lord be done. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. All right, so let's look at a particular... some of the specific verses. So you notice that in Acts, Agabus, first of all, the prophet Agabus was mentioned in Acts chapter 11. So we had seen him before. Now, he prophesies using Paul's girdle, his belt. When they heard that Paul was delivered into that was to be delivered into the hands of the Gentiles, the disciples try to persuade him. Right? So again, let's look at verses 12 through 14 more carefully once again. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Now notice what Paul says. He says, "What mean ye to weep and break mine heart?" Why is Paul's heart broken? Because Paul wishes to accept the will of Christ. And in accepting the will of Christ, he wishes to even to die for him. And so all of the faithful come to say, "The will of the Lord be done." Now consider the gospel, because there's a connection between these two passages. Notice in verse 27, at the beginning, Christ says, our Lord says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Right? The peace of the church, the peace of Christ, is a different peace than the peace of the world. The peace of Christ is the peace of the cross. And we have to recall that again and again. We're not looking for the kind of peace that, quote unquote, that we have while sipping a margarita on a beach in some tropical paradise. That is not the peace that we look for in the church. And that is why our Savior says, "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. My peace I give unto you." And think about it. My peace. Who is he? He is the God-man, our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us his peace. That is a divine peace, a true peace, in the midst of a continually changing world. In the tempest of our present life, our Savior gives us a way to calm the storm within our hearts. Now notice again in chapter 15, verses 1 through 2, it says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." If we are in Christ, God will purge us. That is, he will send us afflictions. He will send us trials. He will send us sufferings. It is only in these sorrows, the suffering we undergo, that we may see that without Christ we are able to do nothing. And this is why he goes on to say, in verses 4 and 5 in chapter 15, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." We cannot do anything in truth without our Lord Jesus Christ. We need the suffering of the cross to bring us to our knees, to realize that our own will, our own strength, our own intelligence is not equal to the trials that a Christian faces. And this should be something that is a great corrective for us, because it's precisely in realizing our own inadequacy, and precisely in realizing that we are unequal to the many tasks before us, the task of the life in Christ, that we are brought to our knees in prayer. So let us embrace suffering, embrace the difficulties our Savior sends us in his loving kindness, that so that in so doing, we may have his peace abiding in him. Amen.